St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7, The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cupp with you from the Rock Station, and Mr. Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
First of all, pat on the back, Shady Lady Productions, on a sold-out effort last night. The Southern Fried Rock Show came back with a vengeance and a great night of music for folks to check out with the Noble Hops, the Shiners, and Gary Burke III. Congratulations on a successful venture.
Yeah, congratulations to everybody involved. I mean, from the radio station to the Penn Theater to Gary Burke III, the Shiners, and my boys in the band, and, of course, to all of the incredible people out there that love local live music that came out. They're the ones that sold the show out. I mean, they bought the tickets, and they came out and supported hometown entity and the local music. So awesome.
Very rewarding to know that we had the Penn Theater become resurrected, rebuilt, opening its doors to local music and people responding to that and really embracing that. And we've seen that in recent weeks. You know, it's important. because there's a lot of hometown entities connected to that. And I'm sure people come down and spend a little time in the downtown area, which is cool. So, you know, you're supporting a lot of causes by doing that.
Yeah, correct. I mean, that's I think what it's all about, just that little ecosystem that you ecosystem, however you pronounce it, you know, they're on Main Street. I mean, that's, you know, there was attempts at that a few years back that sadly went away. And it's nice to see kind of that happening again.
Well, it shows that there's interest for it.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can keep those things going. And it spreads like wildfire everywhere because, you know, there have been some concerns in different pockets of the area that are struggling. And it seems like others are starting to pick up. So hopefully that cycle, you know, works its way through to the better. And the local music scene just continues to grow strong because we see and hear each and every week the great talent that is in this tri-state area.
I was going to say, that's one thing we're not running out of is just the incredible music that constantly, you know, we get introduced to, whether by people we've known for years or brand new artists that we discover along the way. So it's keep it coming, keep it going. It's best value for your entertainment dollar.
Yes, absolutely.
And as good as anything on the national scene.
You got it. You got it. And just listen here to the Rock Station. And you hear great samples of that local music playing all the time. And it's funny, you know, each week preparing for this show, we, you know, we get new requests or, you know, new songs dropped in our lap. And then there's times, too, where I'll be sitting down thinking, it's like, man, we haven't played this artist in a while. And I'd like to reflect back into some older stuff that, you know, may or may not be even in regular rotation because you just remember, wow, that was such a fantastic song. And, you know, I find myself kind of going back and forth on that every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. That's why we have to do a few more music and discussion shows this year so that we can revisit that and give people another play and keep them fresh in the listeners' minds, too, I feel. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, now that we've turned the calendar to February, hard to believe, say goodbye first month of 2025, as of tomorrow, something very special is happening for you to get connected up with for an event in August.
Yes, it's back again, our Grass Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through the 23rd at Coopers Lake Campground. Tickets for that go on sale tomorrow. That's tickets to the festival itself, not camping reservations. They go on sale next month. But jump on in and get your tickets. We've got a couple of different structures this year to try and accommodate more people. But, you know, hey, don't wait. Get your tickets now, and then you'll have more money to spend coming August, right?
That's right.
Buy a band CD or
a T-shirt.
Yeah, or something like that, you know. So, yeah, looking forward to it. We've been revamping the website, thebandjam.com. So just follow along there and, of course, our Facebook page. And looking for sponsors and vendors. I mean, if you had already jumped on board to be a sponsor, we'd be talking about you right now. So why wait? Get in now and we'll talk about you every single day up until, well, through August.
Oh, that's months of discussion yet to come. So,
yeah,
you know, be sure to check it out. And again, get your tickets. Just go to the Grassroots page and find out more, right?
Yes. Yep. We use TicketLeap, so it'll guide you right over there.
Yeah. And very inexpensive to use TicketLeap, as we found with the Southern Fried Rock Show. It's nice to, you know, you don't mind paying a fee like that because it's a service that you're paying for and have to use instead of the other stuff, which is frustrating.
Yeah, there's not a fee on top of a fee on top of a fee. And then plus a lot of these shows, you know, here in Butler and, of course, the Band Jam. Free parking, so you're not paying $10 or $20 for parking.
Right.
And you know, a lot of perks to participating in live music on a local level.
Absolutely. So we'll be looking forward to the Band Jam, and it won't be too long out. We'll be doing the reveals and the Friday get-togethers that we do on The Rock Show with Jay Klein, let you know who's going to be at the Band Jam. That'll be coming quick, but tickets on sale tomorrow. And again, those that want to camp, your camping reservations, they'll become available to jump up on Coopers Lake website on March 10th. But you have to have a ticket to get into the event, so get those tickets as of tomorrow.
Yep. And those features that you do, you do those every Friday. That's like 20 weeks worth of features, and we do offer that as a sponsorship level. I mean, be the one that gets it.
Yeah, jump out now. Get in contact with the radio station or Shady Lady Productions, and we'll connect you to the right people. We'll guide you nice and slowly in as we shake out the ghosts in the room. here tonight as we get into our music. We're going to have a fun visit tonight. We actually have a musician who is part of a band that you guys had an opportunity to play with down at Jurgles, but they're out of the Philadelphia, Delaware area called Chasing Straits. We're going to meet Sam Capilongo tonight, and he's going to be in the studio, as a matter of fact, visiting with us. We're anxious to have a visit with him. But first, let's dig into some music and maybe reflection of past shows that have occurred so far in 2025.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll just go back to last night. And again, thanks to everybody who participated in that. And so let's throw on some Shiners and one of their more recent ones called Slow With You.
We'll follow that up with a song that's coming out of our first segment sponsor tonight, the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And we just referred to the Rumble playing with the Noble Hops Band over at Heroes in Katanning earlier this month. And these guys, of course, are the reigning Grassy Award-winning band. Their song, King of Everything. And Jim Harpel from Meat Locker Recording Studio offers up to the Grassy Award-winning band, which is voted on by you, the listener. They get an opportunity to come down to the Meat Locker Recording Studio and record a tune. And the ironic part of this is the King of Everything, which is the Grassy Award-winning song that is reigning supreme for the year 2025, was recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So they got to go down and do another one. And a neat connection to the Meat Locker Recording Studio for this, the trio, the Rumble of Dave, Barry, and Chris, have a new song called Ghost in the Room. But Jim Harpel plays a killer slide guitar on this, and it's going to hit you right out of the gate. This is a great new tune, and you told me that you got to see these guys do it live, too.
Yeah, up at Heroes when we played with them, and I happen to know this is based on a true story, too. Ooh. So, yes, yeah, I was aware of the story already. I seen some photographs that Chris Compton shared with me that I think this song came about from.
All right, well, it's Ghost in the Room with the Rumble and Slow With You, the Shiners. As we open up our grassroots show here tonight, we appreciate you listening in on The Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Running straight for the finish. stay for long alone in this room. Don't think I can tell if you're a ghost or your goose. You got me where you want me, baby. I'm always under your spell. And I can hear your frequency, honey. And I'm scared as hell. From the ghost and the road.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. We're presented by Shady Lady Productions in this next segment of our show, being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you. Highly recommend the Main Street blend of coffee. We drink it each and every week, and of course, always have to grab one of their specials when we get down and pick up the beans that we grind up at home. But they can grind it up for you, too. And you can get lost looking at all the selections they do have of coffee. Then you'll actually get lost looking at all the stuff in the display case around that, which is all the chocolates that they make. So it's awesome stuff.
Yeah, we had a good time throwing down with Barry's band, The Rumble, also on Saturday night up at Heroes. That was a good time.
Yeah.
And I should say, Grassy award-winning band,
that's
The Rumble.
Right.
So we had a good time. I do know this. I thought Katanning used to rock. Apparently it doesn't anymore, but Butler still does, because Butler came out in force to the Heroes for us on Saturday night. We greatly appreciate that. So
awesome.
Go Barry.
Awesome. All right. Good stuff. Well, we're going to take a little trek across the state and visit with one of the representatives of the band Chasing Straits. They're from the Philly area. And I know, Utah, you've had an opportunity to cross paths with these guys. And, well, we're crossing paths because Sam Capilongo is actually here in Western Pennsylvania in person to visit with us. Sam, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Yeah, from the Philly area, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What
yep.
part of Philly?
So I actually personally live in Delaware, and the rest of the band lives just outside the city by about 20, 30 minutes each. But it's way easier to say we're from Philadelphia.
Gotcha.
Which is what, about as big as Delaware? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Might be bigger.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of relatives, probably 3/4 of my family live in the Philly area, so
awesome.
Know the region pretty well.
Very cool.
Because they're scattered all about. And used to go to the Dover, Delaware race for the NASCAR race for a lot of years.
Cool.
Know that area quite well. So,
very nice. Yeah, I've been to like Firefly Festival. They hosted near that area, yep. And played a lot of gigs down at the Delaware beaches. I don't know if you've been down that far or south, but so past that speedway many, many times.
Good stuff. Sam, your band is Chasing Straights. Tell us about who's in the band and how long you guys have been together.
Sure. The band just started with me just as a kind of solo project, something I always wanted to do probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And the first record we did was with a drummer that I hired. His name was Brian. I knew I just wanted it to be a full-time thing. So slowly, but surely built up the band. I met our lead guitar player, Sean Gallagher, through a different band, that I play in, a pop band for a singer-songwriter named Mariel Kraft, from Nashville. And, he plays a lot of different instruments in that band. And met him, geez, probably in 2018 and asked, I found out he played guitar, said, you want to play in this other band with me. And then we found Nate through another guy. Nate is our drummer. And we met him probably 2020, I think. It was right around the COVID time. We had a bass player who you met, Utah, November, but he actually just left. And we just met a new bass player. His name's James. We still haven't played a show with him. We've played done one rehearsal with him, and we're going to, see where it goes with James.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Where did the name come from, Chasing Straights?
I play a lot of poker. It's a poker term. I get a lot of questions about that. I usually ask, what do you think it is?
You're not our only poker playing friend. Wicked Rest.
Ah.
That's right. He was professional at that
really?
Level. Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
Ah. So do you do it to that extent?
Wicked Earth. Wicked Earth was the band, yeah.
Cool.
Do you do it to that extent where you'd like to be professional, or is it just a hobby?
I've been playing a long time. I would say for about a year now, I would consider myself professional level. I'm the lower end of professional, but that is my income. All my income other than music comes from poker. So
very cool. So challenging, no doubt, on both ends of the spectrum, right?
Yeah, definitely. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of perks. I mean, I can make my own hours, and in terms of touring and stuff like that, it's I used to work a booking job up until last year, and even that was hard. I remember being in the green room at Irving Plaza in New York. It was like a dream night, and we're 20 minutes away from going on stage, and I'm getting a text about like a booking problem for my booking job that I need to figure out. So now that I play poker, I just make my own hours, and when I'm on tour, I'm on tour. I don't need to worry about another job.
I love those last minute booking issues.
Yeah, I'm sure we all dealt with them.
You got to build that into your rate, I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
That happens a lot. Yeah. Well,
that's really where the rate comes from, right? Like,
you gotta be kidding me.
Sam Capilongo is with us. He's from the band Chasing Straights out of the Philly, Delaware area. So, a little background of yourself. What led you into the musical venue?
Oof. I think I was just always kind of musical. My parents say when I was like 5 years old, I was just kind of playing with Legos and stuff and just humming songs and songs that I'd never necessarily heard before. And when I played piano very poorly, I would just kind of want to make up my own stuff. And so it's always been kind of in me, I guess. And around high school with my dad, I did a lot of recording and writing and stuff like that in the basement, and some was pretty good and some was pretty bad. And in college, I just started playing a lot of cover gigs in bars and restaurants, weddings, all that kind of stuff. And I realized I think I could just do this instead of normal job stuff. So right out of college, just started playing a lot of gigs, like 200 to 250 gigs a year or something like that. And just never turned back. Just been in the music industry ever since.
So you say recording with your dad. Was your dad a musician himself too?
Yeah, he still is. He's a guitar player and a singer, and he's always been really into recording. And I think that he wanted to do a lot of recording back when he was younger, and he played a lot of gigs at like Asbury Park. And you know, when he was in his 20s.
Yeah.
And I think that me being a musician kind of brought all that back. And he wanted to get, he got really into it and learned a lot about the recording and all that kind of stuff with me, and built a little studio in his office, and we did that project together. So yeah, he's a musician. And my mom actually just started playing the drums probably about 5 years ago now, and they both play in a band. I'm going to give them a shout out right now. Their band's called Just Cuz, and they play a couple gigs here and there at the Jersey Beaches. So nice. Pretty musical family.
Just Cuz. We're going to have to remember
he's
this.
He's very familiar with that whole area. He's down in Asbury a lot.
Yeah. I got a cousin, or I got a nephew that lives there. And,
oh, very cool.
Love to frequent that.
Oh, what
area.
Beach?
Well, he's
oh,
in Asbury Park.
Asbury Park. Oh, gotcha,
Asbury
gotcha.
Park.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, it's a great music scene down there.
It is. I don't think they've played a gig there. They've played, I want to say it was Belmar.
Okay.
They played like an outdoor concert series, but yeah, definitely coolest parents of award goes to my parents.
Nice, nice. Well, the Jersey music scene has been very fluent. I mean, hey, they got a documentary out about it right now.
Yeah, really.
So, you know, it's great stuff. So that's neat. So the music's been in you, and obviously it kind of just obviously came naturally to you.
Yeah, I guess so. Never really took lessons. You know, my parents wanted me to take piano lessons and all that. I should have taken piano lessons because I'm not very good at piano, and I could have been with lessons. But guitar was a lot easier to learn on my own.
So you just picked it up on your own and whittle away. Were there any influences that you've had in the background that kind of drove you to a particular style?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, tons of influences. I grew up in a household with a lot of Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty and Beatles and Fleetwood Mac, a lot of classic rock. So it's kind of where I started. And right when I got my first guitar from Santa Claus when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I was starting to really get into that, I guess, like post-grunge kind of music, Three Doors Down and the pop punk stuff like Green Day and stuff like that. I was really into that. So when I was learning guitar, I was learning a lot of that style.
Okay.
And then as I was becoming a teenager, I fell in love with my favorite band, Foo Fighters. And just I fell in love with everything they did and everything they wrote. So I would say like that was a big, you know, all those influences kind of came together to make me the musician I am.
So being that you got a Christmas gift from Santa Claus, he would have been inspired, I'm sure, by the musicians in your family. What kind of guitar was it? I'm just curious.
Oof, it was, I don't remember the exact model, but it was a Washburn acoustic. Okay. I can't remember the model. It was like a $150 acoustic guitar, and it's somewhere in my closet at my childhood home, and it's like the back is ripped off of it because, like, it, you know, it's kind of cheap and, it's falling apart, but
I still have it.
Yeah. First guitar ever.
That's great. Sam Capilongo, Chasing Straits. Let's listen to a tune. We're going to start out with a song called Down the Middle. Tell us about that song.
Ooh, Down the Middle was one of those where I had little bits and pieces of ideas over it through probably a 5-year period, and I had like a guitar riff here and a melody here, and it just was never a song, and it was about something originally, and then it ended up being something about something completely different. I write a lot of songs about kind of like being anti-conformity, I feel like we experience a lot of that in life, kind of big groups of people wanting you to conform, and it's just kind of about, wanting to be yourself, and how hard that can kind of be, and it can be really messy and emotional, and how sometimes that can, when we have one foot in each camp, we can feel like we're just kind of like split down the middle.
All right.
And like two different people at once.
All right. It's Down the Middle. This is the band Chasing Straits from the Philly, Delaware area. Sam visiting with us here tonight. Once again, our opening segment brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service.
Do you I hide behind all your normal plans. I lie simply all the time, cause it's easy. If I'm who you want me to be, then is it love or conformity? I can't fake everything you make look so easy. I never fight, never make a sound. I pray to God as I kneel down. Open minds and what I dream about. Am I wasting all my time? I feel like I've been here before. I've been lying, lying. I feel like I can't open this door. I've been trying, trying. Do I feel alive? Feels like I died a little. I feel my life is evermore split down the middle. Is this who I have to be? To live ever, ever happily? Will I regret making them forget? Cause it's easy. And despite all the heavy hate, don't feel the need to retaliate. Just the wish we can coexist, but I'm dreaming. You tell me everything I have to do. You care about who I'm attracted to. My lies are the residue from the stigmas in your mind. I feel like I've been here before. I've been lying, lying. I feel like I can't open this door. I've been trying, trying. Do I feel alive? Feels like I died a little. I feel my life is evermore split down the middle.
Hold on, girl, something extraordinary's about.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We really appreciate you checking out our local music scene via our Grassroots Show. We're back here tonight, our second segment visit with Sam Capilongo from Chasing Straits, the band, who are out of the Philly, Delaware area. And this next segment being brought to you by our friends who are high on the hill and right on the price. High on the hill because they're at the very top of the hill overlooking downtown Butler, top of South Main Street and Rockenstein Avenue. High on the hill, and then they're right on the price because they're going to give you great deals. And be sure to like their Facebook page because they always have weekly specials that they put up. We're talking about Rose's Superette, and an institution just like Cummings Candy and Coffee, serving you, you know, you can get your coffee and your sweets at Cummings. Then you can get everything else to fill out your daily needs, whether it be lunch or dinner, including a ham loaf or steaks, pork, stuff. I mean, they do fantastic stuff. I just, for example, over the weekend saw a big vat of soup they were making. I mean, everything is always fresh, pretty much homemade. Great selections.
And the big game is a week from today, so there you can go. You can stock up for that and feed your friends, but make them bring their own beer because that gets expensive.
That's true. So Bros is Superette, again, in Butler, helping to present our second segment here tonight. We're visiting with Sam Capilongo, as I said. We just heard a song, Sam, called Something Extraordinary, or is it Extraordinary?
Yeah, I say extraordinary, but, okay. You know, yeah. I don't know what the technical pronunciation is.
But obviously, the meaning of it is something very special.
Yeah.
Tell us about that song.
Sure. That is our latest single. We just released it this past year. However, I wrote it about 9 years ago. I wrote it in my freshman dorm. And it started as a really, really slow acoustic song. And it was kind of a letter to a friend who was going through a hard time. That was just kind of my way of saying, you know, if you keep working hard, like, good things are bound to happen. And it's funny because I listen back now and I kind of didn't really know how to write lyrics yet. And, you know, I listened to what the song's become. Because I just recently listened to a demo of it when I was in my dorm, and it's so different now with my band. I've recorded that one with Sean and Nate, and Nate just completely changed the rhythm of it, and it's just, you know, a phenomenal drum part, and Sean added this, like, epic solo to it and these different guitar textures, and it really sounds like a song that I wrote 9 years ago but kind of just brought to a new life. Like, I really love what they did with it.
That's got to be fun to have that, and something that is that old, too, to see it come into a different shape, in a different form, yeah?
It is, and a lot of the songs that we did on our last EP that we released in 2022 called On to the Next One, that was all with Sean and Nate, and a lot of those songs were old, like that old. I brought back a lot of those songs from college. And a lot of them were very, very close to how I wrote them and arranged them back in college. But Something Extraordinary is really different from how it started.
Do most of the songs that you have as the band Chasing Straits come together in that form where it's been pieces of something you've written, new or old, and you bring it to the band and it takes on a different form?
Yeah, that's basically been it, you know, whether it is new or old. I usually sit down by myself in the studio and put it together, write the song, send the band a demo, and then kind of sit down with each of them and, like, work out the drums with Nate, work out some other guitar parts and the bass parts with Sean.
Do it individually, each person?
Usually. I mean, we've had rehearsals where we listen to a demo and come together and, like, try a bunch of stuff. And then we've had other times where I'll just hit up Nate and be like, hey, you got time? Sometimes it's just easier opposed to when, you know, we're all three of us are in the group and the drums are just all figured out and Nate's just sitting there like chilling. Sean and I are like, no, the guitar tone needs to be like 3 dB more, like 4K, or you know all that kind of stuff. It kind of wastes Nate's time a little bit. But you know, we have a writing session tomorrow and that'll be the three of us kind of like working stuff out, so it's a little bit of a mix.
Now, you're still using the studio that your father built, or do you have a different location?
Oh, no. So all the stuff that you're playing, we recorded with an engineer named John Fredenberg. He was my boss at a recording job at University of Delaware for a few years. And we just recorded all of it in his apartment. He had a two-track tape machine and a big mixing board. And I guess I should say the drums were recorded at studios and recital halls. Then just all the guitars, vocals, everything we just kind of did chilling in an apartment on a couch.
Okay. Is that where you went to school? You kept referring to college. You go to Delaware?
I did, yeah. Okay. Graduated 2017.
Nice, nice. We're visiting with Sam Capilongo from the band Chasing Straits. I'm curious, let's talk a little bit about where you guys normally play, being from the Philadelphia area and you being from Delaware, and a little bit about that music scene. Do you have a good vibe in the area where you play, very accepting for original music?
Where I was playing a lot of acoustic gigs for about 7 years, like down at the Delaware beaches or near Wilmington, there's not a whole lot of original music, unfortunately. Great for musicians who want to make a living just playing in the corner of a bar.
Yeah.
But not a whole lot of music. You know, I remember one time being in a bar, and I had a friend who was a bartender at that bar, and there was a musician playing, and I thought she was wonderful. And my friend, who I trust his opinion, I think he has good music taste, he said, like, I like her, she's good, but I really hate how she plays her own music every now and then. And, wow. Like, I know, it was so sad. And this is, like, a nice guy and everything. And he was just kind of like, yeah, just, like, play your own stuff when you're famous. And I was like, gee, why are you going to get famous if you don't play your own stuff in front of new people? So it's kind of like a little disappointing with Delaware in that sense. Philly gets a lot closer to, you know, you play something new and people are like, oh, that was really cool. That was yours. So Philly has a lot more of the original. Yeah.
And as you always say, though, every song that's famous now at one point wasn't. That's the whole thing.
I mean, yeah,
nobody,
right, exactly.
Nobody had ever heard it before.
I know.
Until somebody played it out.
Comments like that kind of like break my heart.
Well, that guy sucks.
I've heard Mr. Brightside and Country Roads a million times, but I don't need to hear it again. Like, give me something new.
No, I'm wondering, is it because, you know, Delaware can be that hub for a lot of people coming in for vacations, especially the beach areas? I mean, you know, you're getting a lot of people that aren't native to that area, so they probably don't care about the local music scene. They just want to hear, they're there for a good time.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I've learned in the music industry is, I mean, first off, what I'll say is, everyone isn't necessarily listening to Country Roads and Mr. Brightside every single day. So when they're going out, that's the one time a year they're on vacation. Right. Like, so I get it.
Yeah.
But something I've learned is, like, when someone is drinking at a bar or at a concert, like, they don't care if, like, the music is good, or they don't care if they don't even care if they like it. They just care if they know it.
Yeah.
And if they know it, they can hold up the drink and party all night long and sing the words to it. And, like, that's what's fun to most people. So, again, I get it. But you're right. With all of the beach scene down in Delaware, like down in Maryland, like Ocean City, like people are on vacation and they just kind of want to have fun. I think that sometimes hearing new music is like, I don't know, the family vacation where you go to a bunch of museums and the kids are like, I appreciate it, but I don't, you know, that's not what I want.
I know I have to do this.
Yeah. But.
So where do you guys play? Do you have some normal places that you gig, specific places that you frequent, or do you bounce all over?
Nothing like too frequent. We have a few venues in Philly or DC that we've played a handful of times.
Okay.
But whether it's like our headline show or opening up for a bigger artist, there's a place in Wilmington, Delaware called The Queen that we've played. They have a smaller room called The Crown. We've played in that room a couple times, and we just played on the last tour when we opened up for Hell's Bells in November. We played at the big room of The Queen, which is a dream for a couple of us growing up and seeing shows at that big venue, you know, that fits thousands of people in it. So that's a local venue to me. And then there's, like, what I like about Philly is everyone kind of knows all the venues. You have, like, Underground Arts, and you have, like, Silk City is a place that we played once, and we're going to play again in April. Both of those were headline shows, and this place, Kung Fu Necktie, that we played back in February, that was our last headline show in Philly. So you have all these little venues that are, you know, in between like 100 and 300 caps that are really cool sizes for bands like us who are kind of just starting to get off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where you guys met the Utah's band, and you guys played with Hell's Bells down in the Pittsburgh area here.
Yeah, that was that Jurgle. What was that? Warrendale?
Yeah. Is
that
one? Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, yeah, Warrendale.
So do you connect up with Hell's Bells a lot? How did that connection happen?
So I actually used to own a small piece of a booking agency with a guy who currently books them.
Okay.
They're under his booking agency.
Gotcha.
So that was a really random, like, he hit me up and said, hey, this all-female AC/DC tribute band from Seattle is touring on the East Coast. And they need some equipment. Could you lend them like your amps and guitar and, you know, drums, and they'll let you open for them? And I was like, okay, it's a little random, but like, but they're super cool. Actually, Adrian, the head of the band, the Angus Young of the band, she just reached out to me the other day and texted me like, hey, it's been a while. Like, hope Chasing Strays is doing well. They're really cool.
That's good.
Really liked them.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So where can we find Chasing Strays music, and where can people find more out about your band?
You can look at our website, chasingstrays.com. Very easy. And then besides that, just all our music is on every streaming service, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
Good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Good stuff. It's been great to meet you, and we appreciate you sharing your story and your songs. And we're going to play next a song called Come Along. Tell us about that.
That is the first song that, quote, the band ever released. So that one was just me and Brian on drums. And it's that song means a lot to me. It's about a mistake that I made, and I'm not going to go into details. I could talk about this for hours and hours, but a big mistake that I made that really hurt someone special in my life. And you know, that happens. We do that from time to time, and we make mistakes and we hurt other people's feelings. And that song is about kind of the process of gaining that person's trust back and building up that relationship back. And it's one of my favorite lines, actually, that I've ever written. And it's where I got the title of that EP from. The line is, I can feel the love is in the air, but I'm hardly off the ground. So it's like, I see it, I know it's there, but it's going to take a long time to get there. And yeah, that's basically what it's about how, like, it needs both parties need to, like, put a lot of work in to build a relationship back sometimes.
And then we're going to follow that up with Hysterical Me. Tell us about that song.
That's another anti-conformity song.
For somebody who went to college.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why I built up all these feelings.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you see a lot of it. There you go. Right? I'll go with that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like just kind of that. We played that one live when you guys saw us. That's definitely like one of our loudest, angriest kind of. Like, say this is all fake, like, tell me this is like just a joke kind of song. So that's one of our favorites to play live.
Nice. Well, that's a great way to wrap up our segment.
Man,
Sam, it was great to meet you. Thanks for making the trek into this area and visiting with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. This was a lot of fun.
Chasing Strays, check them out now. Here's Come Along and Hysterical Me on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Come along on with me. Working out.
come along on with me.
Brose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, our friends with 2B's Acoustic will be in Steubenville, Ohio, if you're in the area, Friday, February 7th at the Harp and Habit from 7 to 10. That's on Franciscan Square in Steubenville. And on Saturday, February 8th, they'll be at Glades Pike Winery from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. That's in Somerset, Pennsylvania. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport on Thursday, February 6th. The keys of the city will be turned over to the legendary Don Keys, and he's bringing his sidekick, Barry Gray. That's all happening at 8:30 on Thursday, February 6th at the Liberty Corner Tavern. And on Friday, February 7th, how about a happy hour at River Forest Country Club at 6 p.m. with food and drink specials featuring live music with Megan Pennington of Moonshine Jasmine and Scarfire Media. And don't forget, Band Jam tickets are on sale tomorrow at thebandjam.com. for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming your way at Cooper's Lake Campground August 21st through 23rd.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Time for our final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Big thank you to Chad Geibel of the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler, helping to present our show. Of course, four generations of service to the Butler community from the Geibel Funeral Home. Bill Damiano of Build the Scene. Thank you for the tremendous compliment, Mr. Bill Damiano, on my throat. Yeah, I guess.
Well, it would have been from Sean. They both commented on that, but Sean gave you the moniker, Golden Throat.
Well, anyway, it was on Bill's show. And of course, Bill connected to music from the 412, but Build the Scene, check that show out, because it's been around longer than the Grassroots Show, a lot longer, as a matter of fact. And also, a big thank you to our friends at Daily Tire and Auto, who can take care of your daily needs at their hometown family-owned business, Route 308 in Boyers. Hope you'll get out and support that cause. And we appreciate them supporting local music here tonight. It was a fun visit with Sam Cavalongo. It was nice to meet him and find out a little bit about, a little more in depth about his band, Chasing Straits, and just a really cool story that he's got going on. And we wish them well and hope to see them around these parts soon again.
Yeah, and having seen them live, if you get the chance to do so, I recommend you do.
Cool stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on. Lots of great music. We're going to talk a little bit about the Penn Theater coming up as well. But don't forget tomorrow, friends, tickets for the band jam go on sale August 21st through 23rd again at Cooper's Lake Campground. And you can start to grab up those tickets as of tomorrow. So get yourself a great deal. And that way you'll have that out of the road, circle the calendar.
That's the thing to do.
Hang them up on the calendar, and there you go. You'll be looking forward to it all summer long.
And then you can fight over camping sites after that. Try and be first in line on March 10th, because they go pretty quick. I mean, there's plenty of camping sites, but everybody has their favorite. Or, you know, some people want to stay together in different sections, so that's your chance to do that. So, like you said, get the festival ticket out of the way, and you'll be good to go.
Yep, the camping reservations from Cooper's Lake go up March 10th, so look forward to that. Get out and support local music, and hey, if you would like to have your band on our concert calendar that you just heard, email it over, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. 2B's Acoustic do it every month, and they get on every week as a result. So send us over your lineup. We'd love to be able to tell people who's playing and who's out and about on a particular weekend. Let's get into some music, and we kind of had a little reference to some card playing and some connections. Let's spin some tunes here.
Yeah, it happened so quickly I couldn't remember his name right off the bat, but Robert Nicholas Tarquinio is who I was referring to from the band Wicked Earth, which is now defunct, I believe. But we played the heck out of these guys there for a while. They were Grassy nominated as well, and really enjoy their music. And so I say we kind of take a trip back and throw on their Grassy nominated song, Thunder Shifter.
Great tune from this band. Hey, and we're going to follow that up. Let's spin Zach and the Boys, the Ragged Company, and their song, Rust Belt Rhythm. And speaking of the Penn Theater, you just had a chance last night to go to the Southern Fried Rock Show with the Noble Hops, the Shiners, and our friend Gary Burke III. Well, coming up this week now, the Ragged Company will be there with Black Ridge, and that's on Saturday night, February 8th at the Penn Theater. That show will get underway at 7 o'clock. It's awesome that that local entity on Main Street in downtown Butler is opening its doors so frequently to local music. Get out and support it, and that shows them that you like it, that you're loving seeing another venue providing local music opportunities. So check out the Ragged Company and Black Ridge next Saturday night, and we'll spin from their latest EP that they just dropped. We had Zach in late last fall to talk about it, the song Rust Belt Rhythm from the Ragged Company. And we'll do it again next Sunday night. Local music, grassroots style, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Get your tickets to the band jam.
97.7.
This will fall away.